This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says that troops have entered Gaza's second-largest city as intensified bombardments send streams of ambulances and cars racing to hospitals with wounded and dead Palestinians. The military says its forces are in the heart of Khan Yunis, which has emerged as the first target in the expanded ground offensive into southern Gaza. Israel says it does aim to destroy Hamas altogether. The United States is imposing a visa ban on Israeli settlers engaged in West Bank violence against Palestinians.
The State Department announced on Tuesday that it is beginning to impose travel bans on dozens of extremist Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank who have been implicated in a series of recent attacks.
We have made clear we think that when the facts support it, people should be prosecuted if they've committed acts of violence. And so we've taken the actions that we, the United States government, can take.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the action is coming now because the Israeli government has not taken sufficient action to rein in such violence. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. House of Representatives, Republican Party majority, sticking to demands for sweeping border security changes in a deal for more aid to Ukraine.
It was a hardline message from Speaker Mike Johnson at a closed-door GOP meeting. A Republican in the room says Johnson declared big border policy changes would be their hill to die on. In talks over the Biden administration's nearly $106 billion aid package for the wars in Ukraine and Israel and other security needs. Moments later,
the battle is for the border. We do that first is a top priority, and we'll take care of these other obligations.
The administration says it will run out of funds.